Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, special guest Dr. Ray McAllister teaches on the dangers of Calvinism.
The skeleton around which all Calvinism is built is an acronym called TULIP, T-U-L-I-P. And we're going to run through that, and that's inside your paper there. If you want to look there with us. TULIP, called the 5 points of Calvinism. Some people say I'm a 5-point Calvinist, some say I'm a 2-point Calvinist. I'm a 0-point Calvinist. I don't believe any of this. Okay, T stands for total depravity. Now, I believe in total depravity. I believe man is a sinner totally. All of him is infected by sin, but that's not what they mean by this. They mean total inability. That is, man does not have the ability to believe. Why? Because he is dead in trespasses and sin. What the Bible says. I heard a man on the radio one day said he took his class. He was an instructor or professor or whatever. He took him out to a cemetery and went up to a man's grave and commanded him to believe and said, look, he's dead. He can't believe. And I thought, you idiot. He can't believe, but he can't sin either. So if he can't sin, he don't need a savior. But he talking to him, you know, come on, believe now. What he's doing is he is mixing up spiritual death with physical death. Death means a separation. When you die, your spirit and soul is separated from your body. In this death, our sin has separated us from God. And that's the death that he's talking about here in the Bible, is a separation from God, not that we are dead like someone in the ground. All right? So first of all, total depravity or total inability is what they mean by that. That's the T in TULIP. U stands for unconditional election. That means that God, for no particular reason, not anything he saw in them in the future, he just picked out some to save. I don't know about you, but I don't pick out stuff that way. When I pick something out, I try to pick through it and find the best and what I want. But I guess God has closed his eyes and decided on which ones. I don't believe that. But anyway, we have to go on because L stands for limited atonement. All right, now then, because God chose this certain group, and these are the only ones that are going to be saved, then when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't die for everybody. His atonement was limited to these particular people that he's going to save someday. You get what he's saying here? The atonement is limited to only these people. Well, 1 John 2:2 says, he is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. I believe that the Bible teaches that Jesus' death on the cross paid the sins for every last single person on the earth, and not just a few. All right, well, limited atonement. Don't believe that. Now, I stands for irresistible grace. What does that mean? Here's where it starts against complicated. He's picked out these certain amount of people that he's going to save. Now, these people don't have the ability to believe. So first, before they can have faith, they must be regenerated. So in their belief, regeneration comes first, and then believing comes second. Because until they're regenerated, they can't believe because they're unable to believe. And God is going to save these people regardless of them. They have no choice in the matter. They are going to be saved because God picked them out. God now gave them redemption and gave them faith. And now because of that faith, then of course they're saved. But wow, faith comes after you get regenerated. No, I don't think that's what the Bible teaches. Stop and think about this a minute. God picked out a certain number of people, and I don't know what the number is supposed to be. God picked them out, and it is impossible for them not to come to faith in Jesus Christ, because it is God doing it, according to them. It's God doing it, and God's going to make sure that every one of those comes to faith in Jesus Christ, okay? Now stop and think about this. That being true, every baby that's died did not come to faith in Christ and therefore went to hell. How about that? That's Calvinism. Now, I've heard some Calvinists, and they try to get around that and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now listen, the thinking is, if you're the elect, you are going to come to faith in Christ. And babies don't come to faith in Christ. And there are some people that never have the mental ability to come to faith in Christ, or they all died and went to hell, according to their own teaching. Whew. I don't believe that, by the way. Then P stands for perseverance of the saints. Not preservation of the saints. I believe preservation of the saints. This is perseverance of the saints. That is, if you think that you are one of the elect, and you lived your whole life, and then at the end you mess up, then you weren't one of the elect at all. And you're going to die and go to hell. So you have to persevere to the end. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's not what it's talking about. Now, I believe in preservation of the saints. That is, God preserves me, not me. Well, That's the backbone of all this mess. And like I said, there's a lot of different versions and varieties of Calvinism. Even those that agree on these 5 points differ and disagree. By the way, did you notice that on the sign out there, this says Westwood Missionary Baptist Church? Have any idea why it says that? Well, I think it began in Kentucky. When, by the way, Calvinism comes in waves, okay? Right now we're experiencing a wave of Calvinism and people. And by the way, I've noticed that people who think they are highly intelligent, and most of them are the ones who are carried away in this because they feel like they're so smart that they can figure all this stuff out. And this stuff comes in waves, and it is so divisive in churches. And it comes into the churches, and then people begin to choose up sides and splits churches. And I've seen it, and it bothers me that when people see this, quote, see this, that's the only thing they can think about. Every time you meet one of them and talk to them, they're going to bring up predestination and election and all this kind of stuff. When they preach a sermon, it's at some point in there they're going to bring it up again. Even among, let me throw a couple of big words at you here. Superlapsarianism and infralapsarianism. Lapsarian means the fall. Supra means above or before. So before the fall. And infra means below or after. So superlapsarianism means that the election God made was made before the fall of man. And infralapsarianism means that the election was made after the fall of man. And boy, you ought to read some of the reasoning that they give. And by the way, most of this Calvinistic teaching is reasoning and not scripture.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time and visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.